say a few nekudas. First, I wanted to mention this. There's a shtickel in the Sefer Zohar Mishvo. Moshe Shmuel Zatzal. Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. He goes on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayochel Noyach, if the Noyach came out of the Teva, it says, Vayochel Noyach, Isho Adomo, Vayita Korim. He planted a vineyard, planted a Korim. Kerem. I mean, that was part of his Avodah. Noach saved the Ganze Bria with Beschusa, but everything in the Teva, all the animals, all the plants he brought in the Medrash says, was to start the world over. What's the Lashon Vayochel? Simply means the Lashon of Ascholo. Rashi Taishas, Vayochel Osa Atzmoy Chulin. He was Yerid the Madrega. Vayochel means he was Machal. It's a Lashon, he was Machal, he made himself Chulin. Why? There's a tree on him. Shehoyeloi Lasoy Tchila Benetia Acheris. Avada, this was on the list of planting all the other chitim, sa'oyin, fruits, vegetables. One of them was also kerim. But he shouldn't have started. You don't start with this. The fact that you made the haschola with this is a loshen of vayochel. It's also atzmei chulin. The sforno over here adds on, very stark kazach. Says the sforno vayochel noyach, Hischil bepoil built the nose. He started with something that was, he shouldn't have been started, not with this. The lachain nimshichu mizeh maisim asher lo yasu. Whatever came out of this maisa, which was Noach got drunk, and it was a bezoyim, he was mevaz himself, and he took this maisa, chomos niskalel, everlasting repercussions till today came out of this maisa. Till today. The klol of chom. Why? He says like this, ma'at min ha-kilkul b'haskholo yisaviv harbe mimenu b'soif. A little kilkul in b'haskholo will have a tremendous effect down the line, the hemshech. Kimoy sheyikre b'chochmois. By all chochmois, me hatois b'haskholo. He brings that to Moshe. When you're starting something off, it has to be solid, sholem, things that may be acceptable and must be done and should be dealt with in the hemshech, but be very careful in the haschola. So Rashi says, both the Sforno and Rashi are bringing out the nekudas. There's a tirad in, don't start with this, don't start with wine. He made, Rashi says, the vayochel, he made himself chulin. And the Sforno adds in, the whole toys that came out of this, the kilkul that came out, was because of, he was maschil with this. There was a tvi on him. What's wine? Rabbi said, yayin. Yayin, the koyach of yayin is, it breaks mechitzas. Every person has certain mechitzas and gedorim in the lave, in the seichel, preventing him from doing certain things. And yayin breaks those mechitzas. Sometimes a person is in a matzav of atzvos or other reasons that are preventing him from being besimcha. Those are preventions. Those are preventions. Naturally, a person should be besimcha. So a person drinks, it allows, takes down those mechitzas, and it opens up the lave. But there's also other mechitzas. A person could act like a total meshugana. Why? How come I? So the person has gedor of what I should do, what's acceptable, what's not. And the yayin could break other mechitzas. The koyach is to know which mechitzas are acceptable to take down and when you're overstepping. So it's Avada, there's a dover toiv in yayin, which is the reason why Noach was hischil b'yayin, because there was a shver matzav, the whole world was destroyed. It was a very hard matzav. Sometimes you need simcha to keep it going. Sometimes it's a hisofa from simcha. In Europe and Simchas Torah, in Ali Yeshivas, the whole yeshiva got chicken, they were drunk. In Beis HaTalmud, the blab was on the floor. The blab from Kharkov, Simchas Torah, they were on the floor, shikr mamish, on the floor. That was the Simchas Torah. Someone who appreciates Simchas Torah could appreciate what it did for them. some people look at that and they say, wow, it doesn't pass, is because they know, because they're thinking of themselves when they drink what it does. So. When you're doing that for the Torah, but it doesn't take down the other mechitzas. Yeah? Blade didn't hit anyone, and they didn't insult anyone over there. You have to know how to brakol ponim, but lemaisa, that's the mahus. So it's a dangerous yesh bezeh toid, yesh bezeh things. They're not noyach shum tosar. So Moshe Shmuel over here is talking about, listen, say what he says, the koyach of the haschola. What's a koyach of a haschola? He says, he brings from Rabbi Ruchem that the yesoid ha-koyach ha-tomen ba-scholah sha-kol kolul ba-scholah im le-toivim chalila le-kilku. Noach was machalal to an isha adoma because he started from this. Everything he brings from Rabbi Ruchem, everything is nichlal in the haschola. Everything that can come out of this is already in the haschola. So that was the Tzvi Noach. That's not the way to start off something. Brenker Moshe Shmuel, he says it's a Rashi ala Torah. Rashi brings on the pasuk by Krishma the daber bom, the barta bom, shekotn hamaschil the daber, oviv malam de Torah. When the cotton is a maschil the daber, a certain age, we're 3, 4, he's maschil the daber. What's the first thing you teach him? What should you teach him? Mami, tati, what should you teach him? Malam de Torah, Torah tziva lono, Moshe, you start talking him in Torah. Sheyehe tchilas diburoi bedivrei Torah. And if it's a girl, also you could say Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, has to know what Torah is, or but her divrei Torah. Teach her to let her father and brothers learn. Go learn. I'll take care of everything in the house. Go learn. Don't come home. Stay away the whole day. That's our Tchilas divrei Torah. But Rashi adds on Ve'im Lav Ki'ilu Koivroi. And if you don't, it's like you buried him. A kvura, kvura, misa with a kvura. What does that mean? Imlav kiilu koivroi. Imlav kiilu koivroi. Imlav kiilu koivroi. So you weren't maschil. You didn't start talking with him divrei Torah at the beginning. You'll read and learn later. You'll speak with him a little bit later. So the shteik on this Rashi, no, because you missed an opportunity. If you weren't maschil, there's certain koichas in limud haTorah that had you started with that, It would have had a bigger hashpo later. You can't get that back. Yeah, you can be medaber imoy later, but that you could have got by starting off that way doesn't come back. That's a certain kvura. Kvura is a misa. That's it. Zeu koyascho im ascholu ledaber imoy kilu koyver ki ascholu hu shoyrish kol achayim that a tzoymchim is lefi ashoyrish. That's what he brings. Mori de kazach. He brings it from Rabbi Ruchmet Marich about this. He says, well, a tree, the hatzloch of a tree, when you plant a tree, it's totally in the haskola. What seed you use, what soil you use, what fertilizer, how you plant it, how you water it, where you plant it. That's the haskola. If everything's done properly, everything's nichlal in that. If you're off a little bit, that's what he's talking about, the koyach of the haskola. So he brings vital like this. He says, what does haskola mean? Noach was the haskola of the world, a tinoik. It's the haskola of his life. But it's not the only haschola. A year has a haschola, Rosh Hashanah. A chodesh has a haschola. A day has a haschola. In the sea, brings from the Siddur Agro, the pure Siach Yitzchak over there. He's familiar with the Siddur Agro. So in the Siddur Agro there, he says, after you finish the Birkas HaShachar, last one, Amav Yishenu Me'enus Numo Yafakoy. What's the first thing? What's the tefillah after? Okay, we're up. So he says there, because tchila lekol atfilas. After you said amav v'shem usnu yafapoy, we want the Eibush to a miyuchadik atfila. We should have hatzloch in Torah. Tagileinu b'sayrusecha, because it's right now. After amav v'shem, that's the aschol of the yoy. That's the aschol. Memela, the going there is similar to this. So Rabbi said that's the koyach of the haschola. And every single Zman has that koyach. It's the beginning of a Zman. So Moshe Shmuel says, the Yichud, especially, Tzorech l'chizok b'tchilo the Zman choyrif. Habo leinu l'toivu. L'hizchazek tomid, sheyehe tchilas diburenu b'divrei toiro, v'kol ma'chzeres hirur, sichas chaveirim, sheyehe hakol rak b'divrei toiro. He says the beginning of the Zman is also a hascholop. So you should be Isaac. You're planting a tree now for the whole zman. Different things you may have to take care of. You may have... Don't. Not at the beginning of the zman. The beginning of the zman is time to set it up. Set up your Friday. Set up your Friday night. You learn Motzei Shabbos, you learn Friday night. You start at the beginning of the zman to make it good. Because everything will be nimshach from there. It's a moridik echizik, but it's the koyach of the haschola. The koyach of the haschola. It's a brocha. Brocha from the Moshe Shmuel. It's a brocha. That chizik zeh shel haschola yavtiach be'ezus Hashem yizborach is kol hazman kuloi v'chizuk l'kol hachayim. That's a chizuk l'kol hachayim. So we mentioned, okay, that's v'yochel noyach. We mentioned yesterday in the Medrash Tanchuma, the famous Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noyach, that it starts Eile Toilus Noyach, period. Yizborach Shmoy Shel Melech Malchei Amlochim Shebochar B'Yisroel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebaalpeh. And the Medrash goes on and tells of that common akudas I just mentioned. It's kedai to see it. But usually if I say it's a famous Medrash, it means it's kedai to see. I have to sit Shabbos, go over it, look it inside. And it says like this, Torah Shebiktav is klolois, Torah Shebaalpeh is protos, Torah Shebaalpeh is harbe, Torah Shebiktav is ma'at. So on Torah Shebaalpeh it says, loisimtze be'eretz hachayim. Which the Medrash was mean. Loisimtze be'eretz hachayim, loisimtze be'eretz hameisim. Elo chayim means, mi shebikesh ve'oyhev tanugei oylam hazeh. Someone who's a mavakish and is oyev, tanugei oylam has, doesn't mean you can't have it, you can have all you want. But if you're a mavakish or oyev, that's where you're living, you will not be the kli to be koina toyer. Elo, who will be koina? Misha meimis atzma yaleho, zoish ha-toyra odom gemetz boyel. And the Medrash brings, darkoi shel toyra, pas b'melech toichel, mayim b'meshuro, we mentioned it yesterday. And then it says Vaita. So that's one chiluk. But this is a Tanayin Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebiktav doesn't say Lo Simtze Be'eretz Hachayim. Torah Shebaal Peh. It says Kenan Learn and Gut in Gemara. That's what you need. Number two it says Lo Koras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bris in Yisrael El Al Torah Shebaal Peh. It's a bris. And Lo Brisi Yoyman V'Layla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a bris with us. That's Mekasher us. But it's only a question about why. Why? Brings it. Shenemar ki al pi advor me'ila korati idchavris. Why? Shehi. The Medrash explains. She koshe lilmoid v'yesh bo tzar godol shehoye meshulo lechoyshech. Because it's hard. It's meshulo lechoyshech. And lasad lovei. We'll see avada. If someone learns, we'll see the or. The reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu is koyris bris is because yesh boi tzar godol and a choyshek to learn it. What's the pshat? Pshat is as follows. In the side of a bris, when you make a bris with someone, what's a krisas bris? The goyin says in the Hakdamah to Sefer Yetzirah, other places, that when two people make a bris, you give something that's difficult for you to part with. Something that's very dear to you, you give it to the other person. And vice versa. He gives you something that's dear to him, he can't part with, or something called the bris dam, blood. But any kris has bris, and that's what's makasha. This kaviyochel, a part of me, that's by him. Kaviyochel, a part of him, something that's mamish yokor, if it's dear to him, he gives to me. That's how you koiris. That's the koiris bris. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be koiris bris with Klal Yisrael. V'yazor. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah Shebaal Peh. Why not Torah Shebiktav? Because Torah Shebaal Peh, to really be koine, and to, you have to give. You have to give from yourself things that are dear to you and give up in Olam Hazeh. You have to work for it. That's called, we're giving. Kaviyochel Adam ki yomaz ba'oyel is when you're giving something up to the Eibishter to be koine Torah. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah? He gave, he doesn't have it. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu give? Why is that called giving? What did he give more in the Baal Peh than the Torah Shebekhtav? What's the answer? So I said Pshat is as follows. The Pshat is because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, there's a klal of Torah Loi Bashamayimi. That's the klal of Torah Shebaal Peh, that in Shemayim they can no longer paskin. Like the famous Gemara, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't paskin. If a Baskel comes out, we don't listen to the Baskel. We go ask Bezdin. Whatever Bezdin says, the Eibishter has to follow that. Torah was Nitin Livnei Yodam, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that up. The Shashui Bechol Yom, it's giving to us. That we're in okay, that's the Krisas Bris. That's the second point that the Medrash says, the Krisas Bris. The third point about Torah Shabbat there is the Kofo Aleim Har Kigigis. Medrash is the Kasha. Tali Sosa Nasa Nishma, that was on Torah Shabbat Ksav. Torah Shabbat there, they got scared. They got scared when they heard Torah Shabbat there. They got scared. So it says, Vayis Tachta Sahar, Kodesh Baruch Hu had to be koy for them. Because it's Azak HaMoves, Kosher Kish Oil Kinosoi, Lefi She'ein Loi Midoi Se'el Lamisha Oyev HaKodesh Baruch Hu B'chol Liboi B'chol Nafshoi B'chol Mo'oidoi. So that was the Kofu Aleim Har Kigigas. Right, like we said, we spoke for the Oilam that was Bani Chalam HaTzukas. We spoke about the Rashi. Yisoyvevenu Yivoy Nenehu. And Rashi says, Yisoy Vivenu Yivoy Nineu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's talking about the Shvach of Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was surrounded us, he was Mesoyvev us. How did he surround us, says Rashi? Three things, Anani HaKovet, the Golem, and Kofu Aleim Harki Gigas. He's talking about the Shvach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bishleim with the Anani HaKovet. The Golem, wow. That's Chavivas. The Kofu Aleim Har Kigigas, he said, be mekabel the Torah, or Shom Teikvur Aschem. Why is that? Why are we in Meshabech? How lucky we are. Look how lucky we are. Look how Choshev Klal Yisrael is. What was the Gevaldike Chashivas of that? So in the Sefer Bin Yenochem, it's brought from Reb Nochem, he asked the Kasha. And he says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them to a madrega of Limud HaTorah is your chayim, not just a dover noisaf. If you don't learn Shom Teikvu Raschim, it became a part of their etzem chiyus. That is our chiyus. That's the dargas and connections in Torah that you couldn't have with the Kabbalah of Nasav and Nishma alone. Nasav and Nishma is super. Nasav and Nishma, no questions. But is that your chiyus? If without that you're dead, like the Rambam says, in Hilchos Ritzeach, the Rambam says that b'chayi bali ha-chochmo, the Rambam says, without Torah, kimisa hein chashuvim. Right, the famous Rambam? By Ir Miklot. A Talmud Shegola, a Talmud that was Ritzeach B'shogig, he goes to the Ir Miklot. The halacha is, his Rebbe also has to go to the Ir Miklot to teach him. They have to say the shir in the Ir Miklot. Why is that? Because the Pasuk says, v'chayi. There's a halacha in the Ir Miklot. You have to set up everything the Ritzach needs to live. You have to have stores that sell food and everything he needs. So the Rambam learned that a chelik of that v'chai is if he's someone who knows how to learn. He has a Rebbe. Assuming he has a Rebbe, he's mekushet to learning, then that's a chelik of the chayim, says the Rambam. It's a chiyus, because otherwise he's dead. Where did that darga come from, that kimisayim chashuvim without Torah? From here, from the kofolim ha'tigigis. That's what Reb Nochum says. Okay. We said a different shot. What was the mind of the Kof Oleim Har Kigigas? We said over. What did I say over there? I don't even remember. We said over the Haflo and the Hakdoma. The Hakdoma, the Haflo. That there are two types of Ava. There's an Ava that you love something because I want him to be happy. And there's something called an Ava Atzmis. That even if he's not going to be happy, but if I know if it's good for him, I'm going to force it down his throat. If you have a friend, I want him to like me. And I'll always tell him things to make him happy. But if there's something he's not going to like, I'm not going to force it upon him. Let's say a parent who forces a child to take medicine, and it's terrible, it's bitter, but he forces it down his throat. Which is a bigger ava? The second one is, I know you don't like it, it's hard for you, but this is the best thing for you. There's a certain darga, so says the afla, the kofu aleim harki gigas was, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't do that for the goyim. He did it for us, that's an ava atzmus. I know it's hard, you guys want to back out, you're scared of Kurdish about that, but this is the oisher hagodol, the best thing you're ever going to have. You're not going to leave the Torah, you're going to be with me, I'm going to force it down you. That is the highest madrega of ava that is possible. It's an ava atzmus. It's an unbelievable pshat. This was the chuppah of Klal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu pulled out a gun. And he says, marry me or I'm going to shoot you. Not recommendable, but Kodesh Baruch Hu did, it wasn't for himself, but Kodesh Baruch Hu did it for us. Because he knows this is the only thing. Okay, that's the third, fourth Nakuda in the Medrash is Moritik Pshat. There's a shinui in Kriyashma and Parshas V'yohavta and V'hoya. V'yohavta as Hashem l'kecha v'chol l'vovcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol mo'oidecha. V'hoya m'shemoya doesn't say mo'oidecha. Doesn't say b'chol mo'oidchem. In fact, the Medrash tells him, a man ishtama. Nice kasha. Says the Medrash. Because v'yohavta is going on Torah Shabbat Peh. The Hoya is going on mitzvahs Torah Shabbat. The Torah Shabbat Peh, you need the b'chol mo'oidcha. You have to be willing to give up what's mo'oid for you. For the Torah Shabbat, you don't need that. Okay, that's the Medrash. Rabbi said there's a long arichas here. But we ask the Shaila every year. The Shaila HaMitzbakesh is, what is this Medrash doing here? The Medrash about, maybe put it in Parshas Yisroi, other places in Torah. What's the kesher between this long Medrash Tanchuma that I only spoke out, maybe a little less than half? What does it have to do with Parshas Noach? So, now what do you say? What does that have to do with Parshas Noach? There is a Reb Tzadok, a Pri Tzadok. Reb Tzadok has some halach that he brings from the Zohar. That Be'etzem, the door haflog, the door haMabul, was a door that was royal Kabbalah Satoira. They were holding in a very, very high madrega. He brings from the Zohar, Niftechu Arubois HaShamayim and Mainois HaOretz. Arubois HaShamayim were Niftechu for Torah Shebeksav. The Mainois HaOretz, like a Main, was for Torah Shebalteh. There was supposed to be, if they would have done tshuva, the Dora Mabel, there would have been a Matan Torah. But they didn't. They had tremendous koichas to be Mekabel Torah. They used their koichas for Averis. Person's koichas can be used in two ways, for good things and not good things. And they went the wrong way, so it changed. The Arubas HaShemayim, or Maynes Oretz, instead of bringing down Shefesh Al Torah, brought down a Mabul. They brought down a Mabul. That's, by the way, the Pshat, that the Gemara says, B'shas Matan Torah, the Gemara Tzvochim, B'shas Matan Torah, they were koilus ubrokim. It says, the Umas HaOilam, they all ran to Bilam. And they said, what's going on over here? The world was turning over. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing a Mabul. We thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there's no more Mabul. And Bilam said to him, no, Hashem Oiz, La'amo Yitein, Hashem Yivorech Zamo Sholim, Oiz is the Torah, it's not the Mabul. Why did they think it was the Mabul? What is the... It's Matan Torah. The answer is because it was similar sounds. Because by the Mabul, the Arubas HaShemayim was also for Matan Torah. Everything there was for Matan Torah, but they changed. They lost it. So it was... One second, here we go again. I say, no, this is the real thing. This time, there's someone here that's really going to be Mekabel HaTorah. But I call upon him. So it goes that way. There's an Arichas over here. So Reb Tzadok says, that's why. He says, that's why the Medrash is talking about Torah. Because it was a havamina. It was a possibility to fit in the Torah in Parshas Noach. But I call upon him, there's another pshat. This kasha, I'm telling you two besides Reb Tzadok. What's this Medrash doing over here? So there's one that I saw over here in the Medrash Tanchuma. There's a Medrash, there's a Pirush Eitz Yosef, and he also has Anaf Eitz Ofis. Anaf Ofis, he has Anaf Eitz Ofis. Over here in the Anaf Eitz Ofis. He says like this. He says the Medrash is coming to explain a pasuk. Eile toilus noyach. And it says, Noach ish tzadik tom hoye b'deiroisov etzor l'kimus halek Noach. And like Rashi stells, there's something out of order. You start Eila Toilus Noach, you should say, what is Toilus? Shem Chom the office. What is it? It says Eila Toilus Noach. And it says, Noach ish tzadik tom hoye. The next passage says, Vayoled Noach shalish borom. So Rashi says, Tzutzim, one teretz Rashi says, is the Iker Toilus Seyem of tzaddikim is the ma'isim toivim. That's the Iker Toil B'Seyem. You do it right. It's a Rashi we all get to. The second one, say the first one, Zeichat Tzaddik. Each one needs a pshat. Rata v'rat l'lamedcho she Iker Toil B'Seyem shal tzaddik ma'isim toivim. So it says the Anafei says it slightly different. He says that the Pasuk is coming to say, the Medrash is coming to answer this question. Ein let toil dois noyach. Toil dois means the payers. What is it you made? Let's just be makdim. What does it mean? Iker toil dois sehem shel tzadikim is maisim toivim. Why is that the iker? So the Maral explains, payers is what you could produce, bringing out your potential. You measure a tree by what it produced. It brought out its potential, all the payers it could have given, the best. If it didn't do that, it doesn't matter how nice the tree is, but if it didn't bring out all the payers that it could have, it didn't reach its potential. The godless of a person is if he was able to bring out all his potential and reach what he could have, his payers, the payers that he could have produced. That is the godless and the shlemus of a person. So says the Anafei, this pshat of Yisrael. Ein le toil dois noyach. This is what noyach made. What did noyach make? The answer is noyach. Period. The Medrash Tanachum is reading it. Ein le toil dois noyach. Kilo question mark. The answer is one word. Noyach. What did noyach make? What was the biggest accomplishment in noyach's life? What was the biggest account? He made Noach. He made this person called Noach. He made himself. He did some other things also, by the way. He saved the whole world. He made Noach. That's how you, what I'm reading in the pasuk. He made Noach.
Schwach von Gnar.
No. This is a Schwach. Wherever he got. Okay. Maybe it's Tully. So he made Noach. Now how did he make Noach? So the Nafei says it's a little bit short. He says he brings from Chazal, it's called Aloy Me Torah, it's Kilu Oso Es Atzmoy. The only way to reach your full potential in making yourself who you could be is by learning Torah. Nothing else. So the Medrash here, the reason why the Medrash is here is the Medrash is a Pirush, it's a Moritik Ibshah. Eile Toilus Noach, period, then the Medrash starts. It says that Noach was Loma Toilu. How did Noach make himself into bringing out his potential, all his koichas, working on all his midas, making this mensch called Noach? It's because he was Omel the Agabita. This is the Pshat of the Anathitas. The Chofetz Chaim had a relative, a sister, maybe a daughter, that was Nimshach after the Haskalah. He wasn't from. And she met up with the Chofetz Chaim once, and she said, we're out there in the world, the Haskalah, building buildings, highways, railroads, airplanes. We're changing the world. What are you doing? What are you doing here in this little building in Radin? Sitting there in front of a Gemara all day, what are you doing here? So the Chofetz Chaim answered, we're making people. And you're making everything that people, to make it easier, things that people could use. Over here we make people. That's what the Chofetz Chaim answered, we make people. To show what a person can be. What a person can be, what is Kaychus. And that's by sitting and learning. So it's a Mordig Pshat. This is the Pshat of the Eitzavas of the Eitzesif. Well, how this medrash tanchum, a person is yegeh b'toyer. Rabbi said, that's what we're doing here in yeshiva. In the Hemshech, Apostle, when they came out of the Teva, it says that Vayotzu L'mishpachoseihem. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. It says L'mishpachoseihem V'loyheim. When everyone went out of the Teva, they went out L'mishpachoseihem V'loyheim. Not clear what it means. What do you mean V'loyheim? So the Meshech Chochma, it says Mermei Simcha. This is a fantastic pshat. Amazing. He says that there was such a kilkul in the Bria. The whole Bria was this kalkul, this manamav. People were mushkas, animals, the oretz. The animals was mizdavik. When a person is in this kalkel, like the Mesilas Yeshorim says, he brings down the Bria with him. People aren't aware of this. When a person is misakin his midas and mitzvahs maisim toivim, it affects the whole Bria. And when he goes down, the Bria goes down with him. Right, who says this, Yisoid? Beis Halevi also, right. Beis Halevi says in our parashas Noach, but there's a Muslim sefer that talks about it also.
Tavon Dvar
also? Where? Which midah? I don't remember offhand.
Shares that possible?
Right, Mesilas Yesharim is big on this. By Yankiv Avinu, Mesilas Yesharim also, right. Mesilas Yesharim, you'll see it inside, line by line. Person is Nis'ale, the whole world. So the it was a kilkul be'etzem. So says it Meir Simcha, it wasn't enough just to go into the teva, and afterward, this mokum got saved, everyone else is out. What's going to happen afterward? Someone who's rotten, or has this kalkel, a bad taivas, so you lock them up in jail for a year, then you send them out. What's going to happen? He says, nay. The teva was, Noach was mechanech them for a year. You were around Noach. Noach, there were rules in the teva. You were around the chinuch of Noach. Noach fed them at certain times, all the animals. They were, couldn't be mizdaveg, lemino. No. So he says, when you came out of the teva, they weren't the same as where they went in. You know, like Balich, sometimes you see pictures, people who weren't from the young, you see the before and after. Right, the before and after. After a few years, the before and after is not 20 years later. It's like a year or two, just learning Gemara. How did that happen? Yeah, that's how it happens. So says the Meshech Chochmo, when they went out of the Teva, they came out the Mishpach Yisayim V'loyheim. Nishkevem Gezalbuk. They weren't the same. They heard Shir from Noach for a year. That's it. That's all it took. Different world. So that's what happens. Rabbi said that's. So this leads us on to pshat number two, this Meshech Chochma, of what is this doing here, this Medrash? So the Or Gedal Yohu, over there, taking it from him, says as follows, the Or Gedal Yohu. The Or Gedal Yohu says as follows. He says, Be'etzem, the Teva was a type of Mokrim Hatzolah from the map. Now you have to understand something. It wasn't a physical hatzolah. The mayim, the Medrash says, shalosh tfochim of the karka of the mountains were also destroyed. It says that the karka, the mountains were also. It's Mount Everest was l'chayre taller before the map. I think so. I think it was taller. It says shalosh tfochim of the whole Oretz was l'chayre should come out. Mount Everest was probably taller. How tall is Mount Everest? What?
9 kilometers.
It's 32,000 feet. If I'm not mistaken. 32,000 feet. Not really. It's 32 really, but it's in the books it's 32,002 feet. And the reason is because the one who measured it, I forgot who it was someone that was hired to measure Mount Everest, a certain professional knew how to measure. All mathematical cheshbonis to measure it. It's a way to measure it. He was hired. Everest wasn't the one who measured. He was the one, I think, who hired. I think his name was Everest. But anyway, when he measured Mount Everest, he measured many times, and each time he came out, the 32,000 feet was exact. This way, that way, that way. It's 32,000 feet. But he said, if I publish that's how it, no one's going to, who's going to believe me? I wasn't with Pope was 32,000 feet. So he added on 2 feet. He just added on 2 feet stam, because otherwise no one believed it. So he added on stam. So he added on stam 2 feet. That's the... That's a guy, Rabbi. That's a guy. A yid? Why not? If it could be 30,000 to him, what's the difference? It's a difference. What's the difference? It's a difference. Anyway, I used to hear the joke, who's the first person that put 2 feet on Mount Everest? I guess you didn't hear that joke. Who's the first person who put 2 feet on Mount Everest? The guy measured it. He added on the 2 feet. Okay, but anyway, everything was destroyed outside by the Matzah. So how did the Teva, how was it a Mokri Matzola? It wasn't a physical Mokri Matzola. The Teva was, the Medrash says the Teva was a Beis Hashem. Shesulim beveis Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shosal noyach in the Teva. The Teva was like a Beis Hashem. There are a lot of similarities between the Teva and the Mishkan. The Medrash says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was marah be'etzba to noyach, how to build the Teva, just like by the Mishkan. The Teva was a mokoy muat that was machzik as hamaruba, like the Ramban says. There's no way everything fit in the Teva. It was an ace, just like by the Mishkan. The Oren was Edom and Amido. In the Malbim over here. Okay, the Malbim was a goy. Goy, in Gematrias. The Malbim says, what was the Midois of the Teva? It was 300 Amos long, 50 Amos wide, 30 Amos tall. Right? What are those numbers? 150, you have to be a going for this, Rabbi Sai. What are those numbers? Where do they count? 150, 30? Says the Malbim, if you take the Shem Hashem, Yudke Vovke, and the Shem of Atlas, line them up, Yudke Vovke, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and you multiply letter by letter. Multiplication. This is a new type of gematria. It's a little bit sophisticated for you. Yud ke vav ke. Yud times Aleph. Underneath that is Aleph. It's how much? 10. Next. Dalet is 4. No, Yud ke, 5. The hey. 5 times Dalet. 5 times was 20. We have 10 and 20. 10 plus 20 equals 30. That's the height of the table. 30. Next. Yud ke vav. The vav is 6. Aleph Dalet, we were holding by the nun. 6 times 50. 300. That's the length of the Teva. The last letter now, Hey times Yud. It's 50. That's the width of the Teva. It was all gematrias of the Shem Hashem. Now the length and the width is one gematria. 350. But the height is split into two, to 10 and 20. That he doesn't explain, but I would add on, the reason why that split is because in the height of the Teva, there were 3 floors. There was the Adam, assuming it was 10, 10, and 10. So there was the Adam and then the other two, which is the Behemoth and the Zevel. So the height we split up. That's why it was 10, 20 for the height. But Rabbi said, this is a Malbim. The Malbim saw these numbers. How do you think of, I don't know how you think of something like that. Multiply the two Shemas of the Shem. But it was a Shem Hashem. And the Shem Hashem is a, that was the table. So it says Rabbi Dalish like this. He says, Bizmana Mabel, it was the Teva, that saved the ganze Welt. He says, Ein lecho, he brings, steht in Chazal, Ein lecho, kol dor v'dor, she'ein behem, me'anshi ha-mabel, me'dor ha-flor. Rabbi said, the physical Mabel was over, but there's still a Mabel. There's a Mabel in the world outside. Go outside and you'll be nimshach. So what is supposed to save a person from the Ruchnius Mabel, from the Mabel in the world today? What is supposed to save a person from the Anshia Mabel, from the Dora Flogo, and from all the Hashpois and outside influences? That's also a Mabel. Right? In the Hasidish form and others, it says that an Avis Chayiv in the Mishnah, Chayiv Esa Aval Aben, one of the things is he has to teach him, Parnosa has to teach him Torah, and he has to teach him to swim. It doesn't just mean physical swimming. Behind that, the remnant is to swim in the Mabel. It's a Mabel. They have to teach him how to survive and remain a good, frum, heiligi yid in today's world. That's swimming in every generation in a flood of water. So there's a mabul. What are we supposed to do? Zokte, Al Yeshua and others, he said, that's why we have a Beit Medrash of Torah. You have to put yourself into a Tevash of Torah. He brings from the Baal Shem. At the Degel Machna Frayim Parshas Noach brings it from the Baal Shem. The Sfas Emes brings it from Adoni Ovi Yizukeni and others. Boy El HaTeva, the Emes said to Noach. What Teva has another meaning besides a box? It means a word. Teva, Ois for Teva. Boy El HaTeva, go into the word. Which word? A word of what? Of Torah. Some say Tfilah, but he says Torah. You want to be saved from the Mabel, go into the Teva, Teva Shel Torah. Plant yourself in Torah. That's it. Rabbi said, Torah is an ander of welt. There's the world outside, and then there's the Makshim Ha'olam of the Maram. Maram says, Makshim Ha'olam. Which world? The Olam. He says the Olam. Makshim Ha'olam. The welt. When we say the welt zog, the welt. Who's the welt? Outside? How many people in the welt in this discussion? We're talking about the real world, our world. That's the welt. Talking about the Gemara says, Kulei Alma Loi Pligi. Kulei Alma Loi Pligi. What's Kulei Alma? Who's the whole world? Yeah, I'm not talking about the Goyim and everything else. That's not. I'm talking about that. We're talking about the Oilam Shel Torah is the Teva. Boyala Teva Shel Torah. Chaim Vloshen brings in Perek Dalet the Medrash and Shir Ashir. Heviani Hamelech Hadorov. Kishem Sheyesh LaKodesh Bohu Chedre Chadorim VeChedre Chadorim Shel Torah. Kach yesh lekol talmud chacham chedrei chadorim shel Torah. The imro'o she yisurin bo'in olov. If a person sees he's having Torahs and yisurin, what should he do? Where's the safe room? Where's the miklati? It's the safe room. Heavy rots the chedrei Torah. And it brings there the ein nistor mechamosa. The person in the shemesh of olam hazeh, you can't be saved. Over. In Torah you could. The next pasuk is Torah Hashem Tmimo. Ain't Nista Mechamosa, but Torah Hashem Tmimo. Because in Torah you could be Nista. That's Yibor LaTeva. What that means when a person is learning Torah, he's building for himself rooms. When you're learning, you're building. And I always think to myself, each room, there's a room above a Tziya, room above a Kama, and you decorate each room. Every Rashi, Taisvas, Machloikis, Ashur, Rikidege, it's another part in that room. It's a room inside a room, closets and cabinets. And the Medrash says that has a koyach that you're building now for life. These rooms are with you for life. A person can always go back into that. So Mamela, the reason why this Medrash of Torah Shabbat here is Teva is because the Eivish to set up a Tevas Noyach to save us for life. It wasn't only the Bizman Noyach. And that Teva is the Torah Shabbat. It's going in. Boy el teva. They're used to that musig of boy el teva, like a boruch bear. And they asked a boruch bear, someone asked him a shayla in learning and he wasn't holding. This is a different mesechta that he wasn't holding him. So the boruch bear says, I can't answer that. I can't answer the shayla now. He said, it's mishver aroiske. It's hard for me to get out. Something more beautiful in that statement. Usually you figure that the answer should be, I can't get into that sugi now, I'm not holding into that sugi now, I'm not holding there. No, I wouldn't say that. So we'll get into it. He says, it's hard for me to get out of what I'm learning. He was in the sugi. When Rabobo was in the sugi, he was inside. He says, in order for me to answer that question, I have to first get myself out of what I'm learning, and then get myself into that sugi. Getting into that sugi, I don't have an excuse. But it's Mishra Roiske. I can't. I'm holding now. I'm holding here deep in the sugya. I can't. It's a simon of where you have to be. See, sometimes people hear that. It says, Aroiske from where? Where do you have to go out? Like when you're deep into a svora, and you're really thinking something over, deep arayin, living and learning, you could, when you have to say a chabura, you'll have a musuk of what this is. You're thinking about it, working on it. Someone says, I can't now. I can't stop. That's a dargo, boyala teva, of the chedri chadorim shel Torah. It's a beautiful zach. I used to ask a riddle. I'm going on to another thing. I used to ask a riddle. Where in the Siddur does it talk about Noach and Hamabel? That's it. A Siddur or Tefillah. Where in Tefillahs do we talk about Noach and Hamabel? So, one place, I'll tell you. I know three. Two you might know, one you won't, for sure won't. But number one is Agomen Akala Lakovei, is Zichroinus in Rosh Hashanah, and Musaf. One of the Zichroinus is Nata Zoyche Maase Oilom, the Gam is Noyach Ba'ava Zacharto, Batif Kedeu Bidvar Yeshua Verachim. Aviachos me amabel l'shachis kol bosor. Part of the zechronis is kames noach zechar to biyavu. You saved him from the mabel. Al kein zechronis bo lefonech Hashem lekeinu. Zechronis. That's one place. That was the easy one.
Zmirus.
Maybe.
It's
okay. It's okay. Kashin Nishbata Minoich is also okay, good. Kashin Nishbata Minoich, yes. There's a second place. You're right, it's really three places in this. There's a second place in Hoshanis. That's a hard one. It's really the end of the Hoshanis of Hoshana Rabbah. We were all at our best state at that time. It depends. Which many of you davened in, but in Hoshana Rabbah, in the Hoshana Satan, Leman Tomim Bidei Roisov, Tnayach, Hanimlat Biroiv Tzidkoisov, Mutzal Mishetet Bevoi Mabel Mayim. It's the Mabel, we're saving the Mabel. Okay, that's the second one. The main Noyach is also. The third place is belongs to that. In Pirkei the Rebbe Lezer says, Chayiv Adam Lahaskir, the Shvua of the Eved for main Noyach twice a day, Kriyashma. Pirkei the Rebbe Lezer Perichov Gimel Laman, Yubi Yimechim Mevenechim Ala Adam Asher Nishba Hashem. It says Kimei Hashemayim Alo Oretz. Birkei Devilozom and Pshat. Kasher Nishba is going on the Hemshah. Kasher Nishba Kimei Hashemayim Alo Oretz. Not to bring the Mabel. That's how you read Kasher Nishba. Why it belongs to Kriya Shema is a Shmuz Bifnei Atzma. Not for now. But I'll call upon him. So I'm telling you a Pshat here. I'm going to take a Pshat from the Torah Tamima. To be male of Hashem. When we talk about something modern in Zichroinus, when we mention Noach, it says Gamas Noach ba'ava zacharto. You remember the Tifkedeh with Varishu Barachim when Baviachas mea mabel l'shachis kol bosom and neroyim. Why do we have to talk about Royam alaleim? Why do you have to talk? Why do you have to put down the whole door? Gamas Noach zacharto. You saved him from the mabel. What's the arichos here? What's the arichos? Aviachas me ababal the shachis kol bosom and neiroyim al aleim. So says the Torah to him as follows. He says Rashi brings a machloikis tzadik koyet b'deiroisov. So Rashi brings a machloikis yesh dorshin legnai v'yesh dorshin l'shvach. It's machloikis of yechner rishlokish and sanhedrin. What does it mean b'deiroisov? He was a tzaddik, tomin in his do bidoy roy sof. So Rashi says, Yesh me Rabbi Seinu dorshin l'shvach. It's Rish Lakish. Kol shekein ilu hoye bidoy tzaddikim hoye tzaddik yoyse. Bidoy roy sof he managed, he would have been bigger. Kilo, the door held him back. But it would have been bigger. Yesh dorshin oyse l'gnai. L'fi doy roy hoye tzaddik, v'ilu hoye bidoy shel avrom loy hoye nechshav l'klom. Loy hoye nechshav l'klom. You have to understand, what does this mean? The Dorshin L'Gnai. So why was he? But it says he was a tzaddik. If he would have been B'Dorshin Avron, he wouldn't have been klum. Lo yoy nechshav l'klum. But B'Dorshin he was a tzaddik. What does that mean? What's the point over here? So one of the pshatim is, and this is the Torah Tamima, is the G'nai is, he was a tzaddik b'yachas to B'nai Dorshin. Something called a tzaddik betzim, this guy's a tzaddik. And there's another type of level where, if you look at the person himself, I'm not sure, but let me see his friends and everyone around him, where he rates. That was Noach. In comparison to everyone else in his door, they were so, so bad, his level was good. The push. And that's a G'nai. The reason why that's a G'nai is because he's mediocre. He's the one who davened Shemayin Esrei. How long is my Shemayin Esrei? Well, it depends which minyan I'm in. How long everyone else is davening? I once davened in a shtibel near my house. There's a Rebbe there, Savarna Rebbe, Savaron. And he asked me to daven for the Omot, because it was a minute before Shkia, 2 minutes before Shkia, while we're waiting for a minyan. Waiting a while for a minyan, so I just went up, because it was almost Shkia. So I finish my Nesra, we look around, and most of the Oilim is still davening, and the Rebbe finishes. Now that's a predicament, because the Rebbe, if a real Rebbe doesn't wait. If he's a real Rebbe, you start when the Rebbe finishes. But if the Rebbe has to wait, that's a little bit of a piruch on the Rebbe. So he finished, but we didn't have a minyan. We didn't have a full minyan. So he tells me, start. I said, there's no minyan. He says, the second you start, there'll be a minute. See, that's what happens. Just start. You'll see in a minute later, my kedusha, everyone will be there. Akoponim. Good. Noach left Kaviyochel. I'm not talking, we're talking about to bring it down to us. Noach, he finished night Seder. Quarter to 11. He finished Chazor Sashia. Is that choshev? Is it where you holding if you finish? The answer is quarter to 11. Someone who goes to sleep at 11:30, it's fine. Someone goes to sleep late, that's not good. What are you doing? What are you wasting your time? What are you doing after for an hour? But listen, everyone else in the base manager, everyone else in his section, if they leave the base manager at 12:30, so he's a garnished. But what about if they leave 10:30? Oh, you stay that extra 15 minutes. So Be'etzem, the Torah is saying, he was a tzaddik, proportional to what was going on around him, is going to be a tzaddik. But Ilu Hayu B'Dor Shel Avrom, where he got to would not rate. That's the G'nai, that's what he teaches. There's a tliya, he makes a tliya over here. This is a famous, I heard this from Rabbi Fachman many years ago. This Torah Tamima. This one I don't say now. There's another machlokes by Tzoyar also on the table. What was a Tzoyar? Rashi means two pshatim. Rabbi Yochanan says it was an Evan Toivu Makolis. Rish Lakish says it was a window. So he says the difference is a window you can see outside. But a Tzoyar, which is an Evan, that it was an Evan that shined. It's an Evan that gave light. He says it doesn't give light to the outside, only to the inside. What's the nafkamina? He says we all know that if a person is Nitzel Hatzolo, that's Bezchutz Atzmoy, you're allowed to see the punishment of the Rishoyim. But by Loit, the Malach told Loit, "Bnei Yisrael, al tapet me'acharecho," because you're not being saved, and you're just as bad as them. If it's not your tzchus, you have no right to see the Peronis of the Rishon. So was Noach allowed to look outside to see? It depends. If he would say tzchus atzmo, he says l'man diyam ador shenoy soy l'shvach, you can make a window. Or b'yechem l'shitosoy that holds lignai, you couldn't make a window. You can't look outside. So he needed something. So Rabbi Yechim Shittos, he said it was an Evan Toifa. That's a pshat of the Torah Tanimah. I always had a kasha, a good pshat. I always had a kasha because later on it says, when he came out of the Torah, Vayiftach Noach as a chaloy. So it seems Lekuli Alma was a chaloy. That's not the machloikis. Machloikis is the Taichim Tzoya. But the feed of Torah Tanimah, you have to explain if that man the Yoma holds it was an Evan Toifa because he's not allowed to have a chaloy, so how could it be a chaloy in the David Tzorchi? Okay. But I'll just tell you a idea. What happened to that Evan? It was an Evan that shined. It gave light. What happened to that Evan of Noach? The Teva, they say, they found the Teva. I don't know yet. Did they find the Teva yet or not? Still looking for it? No, no one has any... Okay, we'll talk about that a different time. It's Machloek, they did find the Teva. They didn't find it in the Turkish mountains. What do they call it? They found long pieces of, very, very long pieces of wood, of cedar wood. Anyway, it's around. But what happened, forget the Teva, okay. If I say, what happened to the stone? What happened to the Evan Teva Makolius that shined and gave light? That I'll tell you. Rabbeinu B'chaim, Parshas Truma, when he talks about the Avnei HaChoshen, he speaks about every single Evan, what segula it had, tremendous segulas. And the first row was Oiden Pitaton Borekes, Ruvin Shin Levi. He said Borekes, Levi's Evan in the Choshen was from the Evan of Noach, the Tzoyah, and it gave light. And he says the reason why Levi was Eicha to this is because Levi was the Loim De Torah. Levi was Meir, Klal Yisrael with the Torah, so he was Eicha to this stone that was Meir. The skula of this stone is, if you scrape off a little bit, and you put it in your food, you put it in your coffee in the morning, you'll be the biggest lamdan in the Beis Medrash. You'll come up with svaras that are so unbelievable. Yechavu will say, what did you eat today? Whoa! You'll see everything clearly. The Torah will be mayor for you. That was the skula of this Evan. I don't know where it is now, wherever the Choshen is. That's what Rebbe Mechai says, that the Borekes was this Evan that Noach put on the table. But let me finish. The Torah Tmima says like this. Whoever wrote the Zechroinus, Musaf, the Baal HaTfil of Musaf, he brings in the Yishalmi that it was Rav. Rav was Mechaber the Tefillah. Rabbi Yechon was a Talmud of Rav. So if Rabbi Yechon holds of the Doshin Lignai, Mestama, he heard it from his Rebbe, Rav. So the Baal HaTfilas Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, was Rav the Doshin. So Mamela, the Pshat in the Zechroin is like this. If it was Doshin Lishvah, not the Yom that he was a Tzadik Mamish, we wouldn't have to be Meirich. Kamas Naech Zacharta, please. The Maisa, if Doshin was in Lignai, he wasn't. So we're trying to explain, Gamas Naech Zacharta, we have a why. Bahaviachas Maya Mabel al Roya Deire. His Tzidkas was only Biachas because everyone else got destroyed. So the Tefillah is on us, we may not be the biggest Tzadikim. Okay, we're going to look around, go outside. Who do you want? The Arabs. Look at the rest of the country. In comparison to everyone else. So it's the Dorsh and Oitz and Lignai, but that's the Arichos of the Tefillah. But what I will ask is, in the Hoshanis, we are davening. The man Tome Mideroisov, Shenitzel, it says Bitzit Koisov. And we should get rain. Nitzel Bitzit Koisov sounds like he was Taka Nitzel Mamish Bitzchusat. So we're going to have to say it's a machloikis. This man, the Yomah, who is Mechaber the Hoshanis, well, I don't know exactly who was, who is Mechaber the Hoshanis, he holds Dorshin Oisai Lishvach. But Akoporim, the Dorshin Oisai Lignai is that that's called mediocre. A person is mediocre when he only is willing to be better than the person next to him. You can't measure yourself that way or you'll remain mediocre your whole life. You only measure how much I can do because of what he's doing, or because of what he's doing, what's Yana doing, and I keep myself on that level. So that's it. You'll be a Beinoni. That's what you'll be. Person has to make his own goals and set his, know his own koichas to bring out his full potential. To bring out his full potential. It's okay. Good chance.
Shabbos. Yes. Sure. Not in next.